Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the frightful storm in your neck of the woods, whatever the weather is doing. I don't get the privilege very often. By the way, this is Vance Rogers, and today is a special, exciting day, because this is one of the few times that I don't know if I can ever remember doing doing Saturday AM Live via candlelight. It's quite romantic, Ruth. This is just going to be kind of fun for us, right? I was awoken at 2:38, I think, is when I looked at my clock, which is not electrically powered, and the digital clock that's across the room was blank sometime in the middle of the night. The power went out, and the ice is crashing in the backyard, branches are falling, and it just sounds, it just sounds wonderful. So, anyways, we've got Ruth Lowe on tap this morning. And I want to open up, and first of all, thank you, Ruth, for agreeing to give us a few minutes of your time. I want to open up by reading something, and I don't often do this, but I was rereading through some of the core consultant newsletters that Dave Johnson and Ben Woodward collaborate on, and if you are not in this listing, I'm going to give you the email address up front here. Where is the email address? Well, just write me and I'll just forward it on, and then you can add yourself to the email list. But they send this out once a week, and it is just chock-a-block full. That's a Spencer Rogers statement. My older brother, he says, "Oh, it's pretty full, huh?" And I said, "Yeah, it's real full." So like chock-a-block full? Yeah, chock-a-block full. And I don't know what that means, but it is chock-a-block full of nuggets, and I want to open up by reading just a couple sentences from this. It said, "It's your turn if you want it to be. Very shortly, 2017 will arrive, and we will be fully underway with our new weekend compensation plan. This is an amazing moment for you to raise your business to a whole new level. Although you probably know quite a bit about these dramatic changes, are you carefully considering all the wonderful possibilities? Success is predictable. The more I study successful people, the more I realize that the majority of their success is a result of who they are, not simply what they do. If you get your mindset and heart right, then the rest is going and doing the right activities every day." And Ruth, you have been, you've kind of been, in my book, a mover and shaker, and as we spoke, what was that, a few weeks ago, I think it was the beginning of November,
yes.
I was sitting outside the home of some people that I was popping in to do an appointment, had just come from one appointment, and I saw your face come up on my phone, and I thought, oh, wonder what, I never get to talk to Ruth on the phone, I better take this one. And the four people I was popping in, and they said, "Yeah, Vance, we were wondering why you were sitting in our driveway, and you never pulled up, you know, it's kind of about a quarter mile drive." And I said, "Oh, I'm talking with a friend that I don't ever get to chat with on the phone." And that conversation, I don't know if it helped you as much as it helped me, but you really kind of kicked me in the rear end because of some of the things that you had discovered. And I think we co-collaborated on some ideas.
We did.
Concepts that motivated both of us. And, you know, we have this kind of ongoing rivalry, beach bum or bust, and we'll talk about that more. But a little behind the scenes for people who don't know who Ruth Lowe is, and sorry for the long intro in building up to this, but how did you get introduced to Meekin in the first place? I know you're a mom. I know you used to live Chicago? No.
Yes, but
Chicago.
Started in
now
Florida.
Now you're out on the West Coast. But give us a little background.
Just real quick, I was a CPA for 18 years prior to Meekin, working a ton of hours, you know, 70, 80 hours a week. Had a live-in nanny because daycare couldn't handle the hours that I worked. Then I got pregnant with my second child and decided, I think I want to stay home. And by making that decision, God provided and brought Meekin into my life, which is a huge blessing. And so just started doing Meekin because it allowed me to be at home with my kids.
Was there, I always like to focus on this because for 91% of us, it's a product experience. Was there a product experience for you?
Not for myself, for my 87-year-old grandmother. in, she was on 7 medications, and in 18 months working with her doctor to get her off each one at a time, she was completely med-free by the time she was 88 and a half. Which you don't hear that ever with 88 and a half year olds.
No.
Yeah,
no.
So that's how I did. And of course, our children, both my children had phenomenal. My son was diagnosed with ADHD and never been on meds. Long story short, now he's graduated college, had tons of, you know, scholarships going to college, and just amazing things happened. And my daughter is as healthy as can be. Has only been on antibiotics once when she was 8 months old before we got involved with NUCAN. For strep throat, and that's it. So both my kids, my families, we have so many testimonies just among our own family alone.
Yeah, and I know, I think what keeps me, I always think of people that they're kind of ready to pull the trigger, ready to pursue active wellness, and yet they're kind of hesitant, or they say, you know, what would you suggest? And I give them a kind of a laundry list, and they say, well, I think we're going to start with a power chip. And I'm going, okay.
Something is better than nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of have to congratulate them at least making that first step, you know, dipping their toe in the water. But, you know, and this is somebody who needs a whole sleep system. They need the complete wellness package, and yet they're going to start with a 20-some dollar little magnet, which I'm not downplaying, but I always have you in my head at that point going, asking the question, how well do you want to get, and how fast do you want to get well? You're obviously wanting to do the slow, drawn-out process rather than invasive surgery and get in there with these wellness solutions and make a difference. And I've had some people that I've been able to use that Ruth Lowe line, you know, how well do you want to get fast? How fast do you want to get well? You know, what's your time frame? Oh, you're okay for the next 10 years of turning this situation around? Because I think we could turn this around in seconds. I did, on a side note, I did three ways yesterday with my sponsor, my mom. And we did
awesome.
Rapid fire three ways with three voicemails, which, by the way, according to the laws and the rules and the regulations of the Entrepreneurs Club, when you connect with somebody's voicemail, knowing if they are a live person, they are going to listen to it, and you've got your upline or your mentor or whatever on the line, and you leave three voicemails. And my mom was rocking it, man. I said, hey, and Ruth, this is all because of you, by the way, because I hadn't even, when we spoke a few weeks ago, we pulled off three seniors, and I hadn't done the Entrepreneurs Club. I thought, well, this makes sense. So you and Rachel Bates together. But Ruth, I want to spend the rest of our time talking about making a shift. We have been for over a year now on a customer-centric focus, literally connecting people as fast as we can to the solutions they're looking for to create that active wellness lifestyle, to give them the leg up, the advantage that they're not getting. And I love the fact that you talked about your kids not being on drugs. You said your grandmother or mother?
Grandmother.
You know, being able to go from 7 medications, dependent on those, to a year and a half later getting off of them. And we literally can take ownership of our health. And I love the shift we've gone from self-care to active wellness. You know, my ICANN attitude only builds value in my brand. These values must substantiate our company's position as a leader in active wellness. That's what we're at. You made a shift a few weeks ago, and you said it this way, if I remember correctly, Vance, I don't know if I'm willing to give up that retail commission in exchange for developing seniors in our organization, but something obviously happened from that conversation to today, because in November you broke 5 seniors.
I think talking with you and talking with Rachel Jane, realizing that, you know what, I want what's best for people, not necessarily money in my pocket. That becomes a byproduct. It's when I do it, not as when I do it the right way, and when I'm really helping from the heart. And I was driven by going to that customer side of it and really not even bringing up the business opportunity. And then when NUCAN had all these perks, you know, giving them $250 mutual reward dollars and add back the other $75 mutual reward dollars when they did the 1500, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, this is too good of an opportunity not to share it with people. It's okay if I give up my retail profit because it's such a good value for them. I just couldn't.
Okay, so give us an example, because we've had four or five that I've connected with that have been absolutely shocked when I told them, okay, on top of the commissions that you received, about $400 worth from the customers that we helped gather underneath of you and built you to see me, you've also got another $325 in weekend reward points that you get to go shopping after the 15th of the month, or give or take whenever it's awarded to your account. So you need to, you know, make a list. Give us an example of some of these people you've helped go senior. What was their reaction, and what happened?
So my last two are the ones that totally shocked me completely. The last, second to the last day of the month, but one of them had almost $1,100 worth of sales and points, and the other one had nothing. And I begged and pleaded and said, you know, you've got all these people, and I'm just like, really, it's such a good value for you. And then come January, your percentage doubles. But they're both like, oh, I just don't know. And I kind of just dropped it and then just prayed, really, because I felt it was out of my hands. And then the next morning, which was the last day of the month, they came back with an order. One of them came back at 8 p.m., so I really didn't know that was happening until the evening. And then one of them at 8 in the morning called me and said, I have a $950 order. I'm like, okay, because she wanted to take advantage of the free shipping. And then from there, I'm like, oh, my goodness, you are like two-thirds of the way there. Who else? And let me just make phone calls. And then that also finished up about 8:30 that night. So here we are, two seniors popped at the very last day in the evening from all that work. So I think part of it for me was letting go of the results. Like, I was like, are you kidding me? This is such a good value. Why don't you want to do this? I just couldn't fathom. I couldn't grasp it. But then when I finally, that Monday, the end of the month was Tuesday, Monday night, I was like, okay, God, you know what? I've done all I could do, and it's really up to you. And then that's what happened on Tuesday. It was pretty amazing. So, like you, when those people shopped, those actually were easier to share, and they got the picture. It was my last two that totally, for me, was an effort, because I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't see the value in this? And then it wasn't until I let go and trust God that it came. So that was a huge lesson for me.
I liked your point earlier that making the shift from the retail commission, what we hope to get, and I have Steve Roberts in my head saying that, Vance, remember, people will do things for their reasons, not yours. And being able to make that shift, what I hear you saying is that when we help them see, what's the second or third part, that my I can attitude allows me to teach clients something, teach them anything, teach them something, or pass on a nugget so that they basically can add value to their experience with me. And you did that. And all of a sudden, when you emphatically, with passion, say, hey, this is a really good value, not only are you going to get yourself the senior, your commission is going to double next year when they get rid of the senior position and automatically promote you to executive. The Nikan reward dollars haven't been credited to their account, but have they started making their lists of the
senior? Oh, absolutely. And actually, they're waiting. They're like, okay, so when do I get this? I said, well, the money gets direct deposited to your account by the 15th. And then sometimes it takes them a few days for us to get the mutual reward dollars. I said, but we can definitely place that order. That was shipped in December. That's not a problem. So they are absolutely making their list. But what's happening, we're noticing from the people that have gone senior in November, one of the gals is referring people, and now she's taking it a step further. Before, she was just giving my card out and telling people to come see me and talk to me. Now she's actually three-waying us via text, so to make sure that I have their number and they have my number, and so we have an appointment, the three of us, today. And that just happened yesterday. So this is one of the gals that went senior. So now it's going forward, and it's getting to be more advanced in technique. They feel like, need to do this with her.
It's something I would suggest. I'm not telling you how to do your business. I'm not even.
No, I'd love to.
But just simply a suggestion. I got one of our new seniors really, really fired up. was when I sat down with her and showed her on her computer. I said, let me show you something. Before we do this and claim, you know, tap into these Meekin reward dollars, this was a couple weeks ago. If you guys missed, anybody listening, you missed Larry Hafner sharing about his experience with the Kinko Touch, you got to listen to last Saturday's recording. Oh, my goodness. I've talked to him almost every other day, and his results with his neuropathy, with his shattered ankles, it just continues to improve. And he has said things like, Vance, my firm conviction is this product is going to revolutionize Meekin. And he went from a customer to basically jumping on board with his wife overnight because of his experience. But when I sat down with his wife, Pat, I said, let me show you something. And we clicked on, you know, the business tools, and I scrolled down halfway to account inquiry, and I showed her the direct deposit that went into her account. And she said, what? Why? I mean, we got $325 in free product, and we get this? What? How come?
It's awesome. It really is.
So, Ruth, I know that you're kind of kicking the rear for me. Was Vance? You know, you're leading. You're tied for first place.
I know.
I didn't even know how to find the leaderboard. Which, by the way, if you want to see the leaderboard. Vance and Stacey Rogers are still winning. No.
Yeah. Awesome.
This is totally a fluke, you guys, and it's really quite kind of funny. But the scrolling image on the Meekin website, as soon as you get logged in, the fourth one is the picture of the Mexican, the resort, the all-inclusive, where they're going to take the Team Kaizen, you know, people. But what Ruth pointed out to me was that here's a really simple way to get in. Now, there's no guarantee, but if you're in the top three people who develop seniors, don't think for a second, Ruth, by the way, that I'm going to sit back and rest on my laurels. You know, even though we're in the lead, I know people like you. If you broke out five seniors in 1 month, I better get my act together and break out a few more. But Brody Cranny broke out four. And then several other
yesterday.
People. Yeah, which, by the way, you got a call from Pat Elkins, I presume, this week?
I did.
Yeah, and what was that call like?
She was announced that you got first place. I'm like, yay! I just wasn't sure. I kind of knew, but, you know, it's always nice to have it confirmed, so that was pretty exciting. So I called my son, I called my daughter, I called my husband. It was pretty cool.
So what's Christmas going to be like with an extra $2,500?
I have a wedding to pay for in June, so I already told my son that was going to be half of the liquor bill, I think, he wants it for, so I'm just little by little adding it on.
Oh, okay, so this is, okay, so people listening, you can make note that if you want to expand your drinking abilities, then I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Now, did Pat tell you that you booted Vance and Stacey Rogers out of first place, or, you know, what you think? You shoved us.
He did not.
No.
Still consider you guys first place. You've got seven.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No. But what's interesting is the call that we got, and I wish I could, if I didn't have to do this via candlelight, I could three-way into our voicemail, because I saved the message. I shared it with my mom the same day that we got the message, because we were out and about. From Pat congratulating us on making sixth place, and she said something along the lines of, man, brother, you keep this up, I'm going to have to call you every single month and congratulate you, because I got a check. The check is in the mail. I'm sending you another $750. She's got this southern, this accent that's coming out. She's originally from Memphis, is it? Tennessee? Anyhow, but getting a congratulations call like that now 2 months in a row, I'm like, this is kind of nice. Let's keep this going. But what I wanted to focus on, Ruth, is your first place. I don't know who got second between. I think Brody would have gotten it.
Yeah.
So he gets, you know, Brody and Peggy get $2,000. And then there are, besides you two, there are three other people that in the month of November broke three seniors, and they had higher volume than Stacy and I did in their personal group, so they booted us out and they shoved us from first place all the way to sixth. This is really, really cool. And both Stacy and I looked at each other after we listened to this voicemail and we said, this is awesome. Why? Because I like going from first to sixth? No, I'm not a self-defeatist, okay? That's not at all. What I love about this is what it tells us is that others are grabbing hold of this incentive and saying, we can do this. We can make the transition from being customer-centric and only focusing in on the retail value for us, as you said, Ruth, make the shift to helping people. Because now, all of a sudden, you've got five, maybe not all five of them will pan out, but you've got five brand new seniors that are going to become executives here in, what, 20 days? By the way, today is payday, folks. We don't actually get paid, but you can look on the business tools section and go down to account inquiry and see. And I'll repeat that again, because I get numerous texts and emails every time I bring this up. Account entry. Ruth, do you do this on the 10th of every month?
I actually wait until the 12th or 13th. I was just like, I like to be surprised.
That's the accountant coming out. Let's make sure the numbers are finalized. But on the 10th of the month, there was a lapse a couple months ago, and I don't remember why or what the reason was, but on the 10th of every month, you can go down to the account inquiry option and not only see all the retail commission orders or anything that's posted to your account, your ID number, but you can also see the deposit that's going to go into your account from the previous month. And it's a great way to show new people, hey, this is how much you earned based on our activity last month. Account inquiry underneath business tools. Or is it business tools or my business?
I think it's my business, but I'm not sure. Click on the second. My cursor just stays there, right? So I just hover over that spot.
Okay, so Ruth, the $64,000 question, and I'll finish our chat with this, because I know I've been doing more talking, and I'm going to get complaints from people saying, Vance, why do you have a guest if you just keep flapping your jaw? This does not make sense. Well, it's my call, and I get to be the host, so if you don't like it, hang up. No. Anyways, Ruth, what are you going to do this month? And then you said you got a three-way already lined up for with one of your new seniors. You and I are going, this is the plan, unless a bunch of people get really on board and excited and they boot us right out of first, second, third place. But right now you are in second place to become a member based on these qualifications for Team Kaizen. You and I will be at this all-inclusive resort where we don't have to worry about the liquor bill.
I don't drink, but I am looking forward to that virgin pina colada.
Well, you got it, baby. You got it. Yeah, I don't drink either. People make fun of me because they say, Vance, why are you so loud? You've only drank in a couple sips of that champagne. I don't know. I can't. I need to get fat or something. I don't know, to hold my liquor better, but I just don't like the feeling. But what are your plans? Because we really only have 20 days left of this incentive, 3 weeks if you're doing actively, but then you've got Christmas and New Year's. And can people really run with this and do something?
Absolutely.
Okay, how and
it's
why?
It's crazy. Well, one is that you can do anything if you put your mind to it. And so you just have to be focused. And it's about daily actions. I think one of the biggest learnings I had in the month of November was I said to myself, I've got to be consistent and persistent. It's very easy with this business since you don't have a boss to just kind of, I'll do it when I feel like it. And so this month of November and December, I made sure I had this big sign that I wrote. It's on my pillow that says, make a plan of action for tomorrow. And you can't sleep until you do. So even though I'm tired, I have a pad of paper on my nightstand, and I write down all the things, what I want to do tomorrow. And then I get up in the morning, I rip the piece of paper, bring it downstairs, and I put it right in front under my screen on my computer. And I just, I just work down that list, and I don't get to go out. I don't get to listen to any fun stuff until I've worked my way, and I reward myself in between, but I think it's just being focused. It can actually be done, and I don't know about you, but my goal is to be done by December 21st or earlier,
mm-hmm.
because I want my Christmas with my family to not be hovering over it, and I just want to have it done and know that I've helped all the people I wanted to help, and that everybody's just enjoying, and we don't have to be calling for orders or anything like that. So
mm-hmm.
my goal is to be done by the 21st, not waiting until the 31st, whatever. I'm just not waiting until the end. I don't want, not that it's stressful, but I don't want to have that hover over my head. And I want to finish my entrepreneur club and get that done, which is another $300 cash,
mm-hmm.
as you know.
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think anybody can do it.
Ruth, do you have to really, you know, that entrepreneur's club, again, it's a little bit of paperwork, $300, and as Mom pointed out to me yesterday after we finished the third three-way, again, three three-ways with people's voicemails. Not one of them picked up. But we get most voicemails to give you 2 minutes to talk. You can do a NECAM presentation in 2 minutes, especially if you got someone like Shar Rogers, you know, in your corner. it helps, you know, family connection there. But I love the fact that what's the saying that's on your pillow? Make a plan.
Make a plan of action for tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
And I just say to myself, yeah. I don't go to sleep unless I do what I. It's right on my pillow. So I make my bed, and this piece of paper is on my pillow.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go into bed at night, it's sitting right there. I can't put it away because that's my commitment to myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm having to turn my phone on and get the flashlight because I can't do this. I shared this last week. I'm going to close out with this thought because you definitely are nailing it. And you and I believe the same, or have the same lineage of faith here. 1 Peter 1, verse 13. Therefore, get your minds ready for action. Isn't that making a plan of action for tomorrow? Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
Being self-disciplined and set your hope. Set your hope. Mm-hmm. You know, our pastor said it best this way. He said, you know, at Thanksgiving, we're grateful. We're thankful. Mm-hmm. At Christmas time, we're joyful. And at the new year, we're hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
We can get our minds ready for action. We can be self-disciplined, and we can set our hope on those things that we want to see happen. Now is the time, folks. Please don't become a victim of our culture and make New Year's resolutions and say, yep, January 1st, I'm going to start. Why not start now?
I agree. And you know what, Vance, there is a book that I've been reading, Small Steps to Success, the Kaizen Way, because I thought, okay, I want to be a Team Kaizen member, and it's really about small steps. And there's a gal that does this gratitude thing here at the University of San Diego, and she talks, I'm sorry, UC Berkeley, and she talks about, she has a 21-day program that starts now to do a little bit of exercise. And so you're creating the habit so that come January, you are like full force. And I thought, that's brilliant. And that's exactly what I'm doing here with going to Team Kaizen. It's all these little things I'm doing. They're not big things. You know, this plan of action piece of paper on my pillow, getting up in the morning and putting that piece of paper down on my desktop, these are all small steps that gets us being on the phone at least, you know, three times a day to talk to somebody regarding something to help them out. So it's just these small steps. To get us to do it now, you're absolutely right, do it now, because then the payoff is huge in January, and then it becomes effortless in January,
mm-hmm.
because you've created the habit now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to add anything to that. That's it. I've been doing this for years, and I'm not saying, hey, look at Vance, because he's got it figured out, because I'm still grasping at different things, and some of you know that I've shared... The last couple months have been absolutely brutal, getting attacked on every side. You know, $1 million lawsuit for alleged events that happened 25 years ago. There's some other fine family dynamics going on, you know, in our own immediate family. There's a lot of stuff going on. But I developed a plan of action, and Ruth, just like you, I was priding myself the other day, the end of the month, the last day of the month. I literally was timing myself, you know, 7 to 8 minutes per phone call, getting these people to pull the trigger, getting them to a point of action. making deals, saying, yeah, if you do that, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get some free product, this new senior that you're helping go with your, I mean, I was going directly to the customers. Saying, look, this is what you're doing. They're going to get some free products out of the deal. I'll negotiate with them. How about I give you a new pair of insoles if you actually get over that $300, you know, dollar mark? And one guy texted me back and said, well, I finished it, and here was the total amount. And he actually took a screenshot of his total of his order, and it was $638.
Wow.
And then he said, how about, can you two for that and get a pair of insoles for both my wife and I? I said, done. And he said, oh, I was only joking. I said, I'm not.
Awesome.
I said, you doubled what I expected you, so why would I not double what I'm going to give to you? You know, we got the free product coming from Nissan, so I just plan on mm-hmm. using it. And that's always fun, cashing in all that mm-hmm. And really, really going. So, dang, Ruth Lowe has been our guest. Don't listen to me. Listen to her. She's the one that's the all-star now. You know, five seniors in 1 month. That's not an easy, you know, task to overcome. And maybe for you it's not developing seniors. Maybe it's developing a customer base so you have somewhere to go from there. Make the calls. Please, don't become a resolutionist like the rest of our culture today. Start those daily disciplines now. You want to see improvement in all five pillars? We'll start making some small corrections now. I mean, and I'll finish with this thought. I was riding on the back of the tractor just the other day, and I'm not going to go into the full story why, but my oldest nephew is driving, and we're just going down the driveway to get on the road and then cross over to the other field. I'm riding on the back, and he's throwing me every which way. And I said, hey, what happened to small corrections? Small corrections, you're going all over the place. And he goes, well, no, Uncle Vance, his steering is so wobbly. I said, hey, small corrections. Let's just make some small tweaks. Let's make it in the arena of all five pillars. Healthy body. Do an extra push-up or do something, anything. I went out yesterday and shoveled ice and snow for about an hour. That was serious to the body. I'm paying for it today, but thankfully I got the key for that. Healthy mind, start reading. Read anything, as long as it's uplifting. You know, if you don't read at all, start someplace. But don't read the daily news and all the other stuff about the rapes and murders and blah, blah, blah. Don't do that. Healthy family, spend some more time with your kids, your grandkids, your spouse, or a significant other, or their neighbor, you know, something. Healthy society. Healthy finances. All of us can make a small correction. And I love, again, what's your statement that's on your pillow, Ruth?
Make a plan of action for tomorrow.
There you have it. So, again, Ruth Lowe has been our guest, folks. And if you have somebody who needs to hear a message like this, SaturdayAMLive.com. Steve Crowfoot is our master web builder, designer, everything. He'll have the recording up in a bit, sometime later today usually. But it's right there at the top. It's a beautifully laid out blog with all the recordings from the past, oh my goodness, so many years. And I encourage you to listen to what happened with Larry Hafner last week. The typo is, there's a wrong, and it was 150 feet. When his paragliding chute collapsed, and he dropped out of the sky, and shattered both ankles, broke his lower back in half, $279,000 worth of medical bills for his 8-day stay in the ICU, and just last week, the Kinko Touch. Whoosh! Listen to the story. It'll challenge you to get out there, and as Henry Ford said again, don't find fault, find remedy. We've got the products, and as Ruth has shown us and proven, we've got the products to change people's lives, and we can get out there and do it. So let's make that plan of action, and let's go for it. So, as always, I'm going to click this over here and open it up for Q&A, and I got a couple announcements. But thank you again, Ruth, for giving us 35 minutes of your time. I look forward to seeing you first probably in Salt Lake. And then, where it's going to be frigidly cold, and then whenever this trip is to Mexico, first thing Colada is on me. Virgin, of course.
You got yeah. That's right.
Okay, thanks again, Ruth. We'll talk to you soon.